will probably have realised that I'm actually dictating these things that will come to your ears in January, in mid-November. And we are having mild spring-like weather. The sun's been out. It's absolutely beautiful. And my thoughts turn towards global warming. And in the ears of my spirit, I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, climate change, a tragedy or an opportunity? And that was immediately followed by the thought, the city of Nimrud has just been destroyed by ISIS. Good riddance, I say, because Nimrud was the city that built by Nimrod, who was the original guy at Babylon, who was the great rebel before the Lord. And while that city stood, it still portrayed man's rebellion. Now, there are some that are ruining the passing of all these beautiful bits and pieces, but I can't see any usefulness in them at all myself. I think that probably that's the one good thing that ISIS did, was to destroy that lot. Who knows who impelled them to do it? What I'm coming to really with these both these examples where we can, excuse me, look at it as a tragedy or an opportunity. Is it a tragedy that Nimrud has been destroyed, or is it an opportunity to see the true God who exists? And the same with climate change. Disturbances of this kind should push us towards him, not cause us to build towers to try to prevent something happening. We're back to Babylon if we do that. Tower of Babel. We'll build it so high that even God won't be able to flood the earth again. And he said, no, you're absolutely right. Next time I'll destroy it by fire. My goodness. All these things that we could look at as being tragedies, we can actually flip over and look at them as opportunities. So very seriously for a minute right now, what tragedy is in your life that could be flipped over to a giant opportunity to get into the heart of God and see what he wants to be for you? We talked about it, didn't we? What he wants to be for you right now. He always wants to be something to us, for us, in that place of desperation. He's not leaving us there comfortless. You may see a side of God if you can calm yourself sufficiently that you've never seen before. If you're in a place of panic and fear and worry and upset and grief right now, you might see him in a way that you've never seen him before, that will cause your heart to rejoice. You've probably got nothing to lose, so why not try it, my darling? Just try it. And see what he does. God bless you.